Part 3, starting now. During the year which is now under consideration, we had to face the upheaval of a general election. Such a period is always rather trying to the directors of an organization of this kind, but we trust that you are well satisfied with the outcome of that election. It is a great relief to your board and to industry generally to know that we can now plan ahead for 5 years without fear of disturbing legislation. It seems reasonable to hope that industry will continue to progress during the next 5 years as it has done during the last decade. The chief concern of this organization is, of course, obtaining and investing money. If we are to prosper, we must have the confidence of investors, and the investors must also have confidence in government policy. Periods of uncertainty are very distressing to all the parties concerned in such transactions. In the case of a company such as ours, investment must be made on a long-term basis. Short-term investment is very unsatisfactory and does not bring in a sufficiently high rate of interest. It is true that during the year under review, we had to face some uncertain conditions, but we were throughout the year influenced by our faith in the British government. A second factor which has guided us has been the belief that we have held for the past 3 years that British ordinary shares are undervalued in comparison with American equities. Your directors believe that we have been right in both these matters, and they are quite confident that the company's income will continue to show an upward trend. On page 10 of the accounts for the year, you will find a table which shows exactly the number and the size of our investments in ordinary stocks and how they are spread among different industries. You will see that our total number of holdings was just over 200. Of these holdings, 75 were in the United States of America and 20 were in Canada. The remainder was spread among the various countries of the sterling area. An interesting point to mention is that out of the 15 largest holdings, 14 are in Great Britain. This position reflects our view that the British ordinary shares have more to offer. It is certainly true that our largest British holdings have brought in by far the greatest return and have proved to be exceptionally profitable. On the other hand, not all of our holdings are large ones. We have investments in many small companies. It is our policy to invest sums of money in the smaller undertakings, provided we have adequate information about their policy and their cooperation with us on important financial matters. Our accounts show a satisfactory increase in our income for the year. This increase was certainly very welcome. Our dollar income, however, is now valued at a lower rate, so that our total income looks somewhat lower than you might have hoped or expected. It is probably of some interest to mention that our steel holdings in the United Kingdom stood in our books at the end of the financial year at nearly £400,000, but it is the belief of your directors that these holdings are very much undervalued at this figure, and we are looking forward to an increased income from this source as the years go by. The proportion of the valuation applicable to holdings in dollar securities is now only 25% against 27.5% a year ago. End of part 3.